2 Kings chapter 20. Before you tell someone how to get from point A to point B, before you advise someone to get their house clean, before you educate someone on how to live their life, you better first know where you fall in the alphabet and that your own house is in order and you are living right. Hypocrisy is never fashionable, nor a good look. The chapter begins with a mandate of universal application. The Lord commands you to say, "Leave all your affairs settled, because you will die." We do not have the luxury to know in advance the day of our departure. Perhaps that's why it's even more important that we take notice of the warning. I'm always worried about having my house in order in case something happened to me unexpectedly. But this mandate goes much further. If you have a significant other, but you are not married, you are not in speaking terms with a relative, you have not made a provision for your burial, do you have a will? Have you shared your passwords with someone you trust? Undoubtedly, it is even more important than leaving our family and earthly affairs in order, is to be prepared to face your Maker. There is always a place prepared for a prepared person. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. God did his part, and so did our part, because he did it all that had to be done for our salvation. The first and great step is to be prepared, is to repent and to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. If you've never done it, do it right now. And if you need help, let me know. It will be a great privilege for me to help you put your house in order with God.